it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I am mad at you now. I don't care.
No, you will.
So to hell with Harry!
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, boy. I heard from Harry today.
Want to read it?
I won't read it, but I'll give you the sentiment at some point.
Warrior-related, Niners?
It is Warrior-related. Okay. Warrior-related. Well, you look like you got something on your mind. What's up?
I don't know if you know. Tupac Shakur means so much to me. My favorite artist, along with Marvin Gaye, and what he did acting. And also, I do wonder what he would be now if he were still with us in this crazy world. But I just ask you and Evan, because Jeff Perlman is a sports writer and author. He has a book coming out, Only God Can Judge Me, The Many Lies of Tupac Shakur. And I go, wow, is he? And you and Evan just gave Jeff, incredible reviews and raves about his work. So yeah. I'm about to pick that book up.
Yeah, he was also the dude, he's Winning Time dude.
I don't feel like he got any credit for that.
He didn't.
He also, I think...
He's done a bunch of stuff.
He wrote a book on the Cowboys that I think this most recent documentary used a lot of information from. The Boys Will Be Boys is the name of the book.
Evan, why would a guy like that or a gal not get the love like to Winning Time? Why would people leave his contributions to that project off, Steinie?
Well, first of all, it was Showtime. He wrote something on Showtime.
Yeah, the show's called Winning Time.
Right.
Which we love.
Correct. Off his book, Showtime. Correct. But he also wrote Three Ring Circus, something about Kobe. He's written a ton of books. There's been a lot of books that when he writes them, they get a lot of acclaim.
Man.
Yes, Boys Will Be Boys. He wrote a book on Bo Jackson, wrote a book on Walter Payton, et cetera.
Wow, Sweetness.
He's like, here it is.
I'm getting this book, man.
Here's what he is.
Yeah.
He's a real journalist. He doesn't care if you like him or not. He's going to get answers. He's one of those guys.
Peter Vesey.
Different.
Okay.
He's more like, sounds like Pablo Torre right now. Torres.
Okay.
This is the first book that isn't sports-related, I believe.
I guess that's what wowed me.
It's interesting.
Tupac.
I'll read it.
Yeah. We got a simple question we're asking 49er fans right now. Why is there no clamor for this team to get Brock Purdy back? It feels like there's just... Among the fan base, even though Purdy's our guy, he's our starter, he's our franchise quarterback, he just got paid, that we're not viewing him as an absolute positive necessity that the 49ers need to reach their heights in a way.
Do you feel that way?
I do feel like something is coming out of this that I'm just wondering how much of the fan base really, really believes in Brock Purdy, I guess is what I'm saying. That's all. Because it feels like there's a lot of people that really are pointing out, well, how much difference is there between these two guys, really? And the difference in pay is so dramatic that it's too wide. That's too wide of a gap.
No, I'm with you. But it seemed like before the break, Steinie, you kind of – leave me in the car by myself when I say because Brock got that bag that doesn't even start or kick in the next year, there's nothing to see here if Mac Jones went Joe Montana for the next three games. Or do you think, this sports, anything can happen?
When you say there's nothing to see here, like, I agree. If Brock Purdy's the one and Mac Jones is the two and it's clear cut, then there's nothing to see here. But apparently the issue is, what if, I think people think Mac Jones might be better than Brock Purdy. And if that's the case, fans they're not the front office, but by the same token, fans do create pressure. especially in football and on an organization.
I believe that as well.
And so I don't know. Lamar Jackson is not a great comparison, obviously, because he's Lamar Jackson. And Burrow's not a great comparison because he's Burrow. But I don't know if this is Mac Jones or this is Purdy, but Burrow goes down, they're done. They're done in Cincinnati.
Well, they got a game tonight. They got Flacco. They went and tried to do something.
You're right. But I think if you're a Cincinnati Bengal fan, Burrow goes down, you're like, we're done.
Okay, Stafford goes down and Jimmy wins three games, throws 11 touchdowns to three interceptions. Even that alone wouldn't stave off a healthy master. It's like, hey, right. Jimmy, but great job. I'll buy you vodka and cran after the game. But there's nothing there.
But Jimmy's got so much more of a,
bad
track record. He's so into his career. Like, Mac Jones is young enough for people to say he was in a bad spot in New England.
So Baker Mayfield.
The other thing, Baker Mayfield, Daniel Jones, all these guys, Geno Smith a year or two ago. I'm just asking. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Scott in Marin. Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Yep.
Yeah, this is the lack of respect for him is just crazy. Absolutely nuts. The reason most people, that I am apprehensive about him coming back is we saw what happened the first time he did when he came back too soon.
Yeah.
And this type of an injury is a dangerous type of injury that can be, this is the reason why you get a backup that can play is that you buy yourself a little more time with your franchise quarterback. And I'll tell you one thing, if you're going to ask me who I'm going to pick between Lamar Jackson and Brock Purdy, I'm taking Brock Purdy 7 days a week.
Why?
Because I'll tell you, because he took him to two NFC championship games and a Super Bowl and a missed block away from winning the Super Bowl against the Kansas City Chiefs. Lamar Jackson has swallowed the all in every single playoff run that he's had. So there's a difference between somebody who may be more talented physically, has a better regular season. There's the nuances with Brock Purdy are far and away better than Mac Jones.
Intangibles,
intangibles.
No, yeah. I hear you, man.
But he's got to be a healthy. That supposes he's healthy. That's it.
Yeah, no,
fair
enough, Scott. Appreciate the call. Like,
he's got to be healthy.
Yeah, he's saying the reason that he's not clamoring for Brock Purdy is because he does think he's very good. He does think he's the franchise quarterback, and he ain't rushing him back. That makes a lot of sense. I think some people do feel like that, but I do think there's other people that feel like Mac's better with this group.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And we're all brothers here, all six of us, and the producers and everybody. But Stoney, it's funny the chat saying, "Oh, wait till Willard comes in," because I feel like I know how Willard thinks. But I would just say again, I'm asking. Or we're asking, why is it kind of feel like there's quiet on the set of not running them out there? And I told you, I planted my flag on, I do believe it was the bad performance and what we deem the Niners or even Brock rushing himself back. And that's why I do believe, Stoney, when he's able to go, verbally is all it's going to take for him to tell the coaches, I'm ready to get back out there. But we're talking about the fans and the lack of, if you want to deem it that, and the word of the day is clamoring.
Yeah. 888-957-9570. We're just batting this back and forth. Let's go to Cal, who's on the Bay Bridge, although probably not anymore unless there's a lot of traffic. What's up, Cal?
Not too much, buddy. How you doing?
Doing well.
What's up, Guru?
What's up, baby?
Hey, there's a few things going on. You're talking about there's no clamor from the Niner fans for Brock to get back. When you look at Brock and you look at the quarterback that's in there now, Mac Jones, the things that Brock has in favor over Mac Jones is his athleticism and his ability to read defenses and things like that. You take away his ability to move, that negates his athleticism. Mac has a strong arm. Mac comes with the pedigree from Alabama and won a national championship and all of that. So there's no deficiency in the quarterback play on the 49ers right now. That's not where we're losing. Now, if Brock could rush the passer, if Brock could go sideline to sideline at the second level at the linebacker position, if Brock could be back there in the secondary and be a sure tackler, there would be some clamor for Brock to get back on the field. There's no reason to rush Brock back now. Let him get healthy. Let him get back to his best self, and he'll be fine. Quarterback play is not where the 49ers are losing the game right now. Okay? It's the defense. And when Fred went down last week, everybody in Niner Nation know we're done.
Yeah. Wow, man.
And that's why there's no clamor. And that's why.
Gotcha.
Wow.
Thanks, Cal. Appreciate the call.
Stoney.
Well, here's what would be my statement.
Yeah, that'll stay with
me. So I'm going to name five injured 49ers, and I'll tell you right now, you could, like, just first hypothetical, just you could only get one back.
But you said five. Okay. Right.
Okay, you ready? Purdy, Bosa, Warner, Kittle, Ayuk. If I said to you, you can only get one guy back, I'll bet 95% of the Niner fans say Fred Warner.
And I think it's 99, and that's what my answer was. But, Stoney, is that really shade at any of the other four?
Well, what if because if the 49ers had, you know, Justin Herbert, the question may be answered differently. Or, you know, Lamar Jackson. Maybe not for him now, I don't know.
So we're going to see Penix come in, Michael Penix Jr., with Bijan Robinson, London, and a group of guys up front for the Falcons defense that gets after the quarterback. But the way he said the Niners are losing because of their defense, I could make a case they lost to Jacksonville because of their offense. They almost lost to Arizona because I could make a case, Donnie. I felt what he's saying, but it sounded like he thinks that's going to come. But after Fred went out, Baker had a lot of time, but that game was still 20-19. And to his point, he would put on the tape of 3rd and 14 or 15, right? But I don't think they lost just because of their defense.
See, I lost
a ball twice.
I look at it, the way I was looking at that game Sunday, and I said as much. I wasn't looking at that game Sunday thinking to myself, Brock wins this game. So that's another thing. I mean, now when I say I don't think Brock wins that game, I know he doesn't win that game with turf toe. But I'm not I don't know that they win that game if he's healthy though.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at. Here's the other thing,
because they missed a kick to go up 11, and the offense got the ball again, Stoney, to kind of
Yeah. Sports Talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. How about this? If we're objective, and it's been a small sample size with Mac Jones, 4 games, he takes care of the ball better than Brock Purdy. Is that a fair statement?
He hasn't
been turning it over as much as Brock Purdy.
But I think he turned it over twice just his last Sunday.
And Brock's got 4 picks this year in 2 games.
I got you. But I would just say we'd need more.
Last year he was, 20-12? Touchdowns to interceptions?
But then if I went, and again, this doesn't matter, but it is real, Stein. If I went to the resume or went to the give me the career numbers, Mac would lose that battle because Brock has been – I hear a lot of people, the only difference between Brock and Mac is Brock is elusive. But I want my star quarterback to have more than just that. But that's all I'm hearing when I say, what's the difference? Because
who's more accurate? I don't know.
I'm saying Mac Jones. I could be prisoner
of
the
moment. But I've seen Purdy be really accurate.
I have too, but I'm saying Mac Jones.
All right. And Purdy's more mobile, and Mac Jones has a better arm.
Now, who reads defenses better? Or are you going to say what?
I don't know. I can't say with certainty who reads defenses better.
Do you feel like if you paid your quarterback what you did Brock Purdy, you would want that answer to be a definite yes, Brock Purdy, right now?
Yeah. Yeah, you would.
And maybe that's why we're here.
Well, then maybe it's more a function of Mac Jones being as good as he's been. I think there's more to it. Mm. Here's what I think. I think there's a not an underground, but there are a lot of fans that it's not they don't like Brock Purdy. They like Brock Purdy. They just don't like him, you know, $250 million worth. And they're concerned that they're just concerned, which is fair. That's all fair. But to me, that would also make me want to get him back out there to see if, when he's healthy, if he can quarterback this team differently than Mac Jones and it'd be better.
Yeah, and I'm no doctor, but I'm just telling you, Stoney, and the camera can tell you, my gut's telling me that this thing is going to follow or just linger with Brock all season long. And what does that mean? Has Brock shown you at 80% maybe, and I'm throwing numbers out, 79, 91% of himself, is that good enough? Or now are we going to, whenever he plays, if it's not good, oh, it was because of the turf toe. Like, where's the fine line?
I mean, like, I never get into, like, because I don't know. What if it lingers all year? Then they're in trouble. You know, then Mac Jones is going to quarterback the next 10 games. But I've got to operate under the assumption that Brock Purdy is going to, I don't know why. I'm operating under the assumption he's quarterbacking against Texas.
Oh, you could.
Houston, rather.
Okay.
I don't know why. I feel like if he doesn't come back against Houston, then
Rappaport was right, by the way, with that initial report. You know what I mean?
Then that means this thing's definitely more serious than we thought. And to me, it would also mean that it was a legitimate setback on the Sunday against Jacksonville.
Could this team possibly get to the playoffs if they're with Mac Jones if there was no Purdy in your mind?
It's possible. And I guess that's the thing.
City, it's over.
Yeah, that's what I guess is very interesting to me. Like, you know, Brock Purdy, he can be his great, you know, best quarterback in the league. He went down. You know what? Steiny, do you think they can still make the playoffs? Yeah, I do. Okay, Lamar Jackson went down. Well, they're done. Burrow went down. They're done.
Dak Prescott.
Done.
Baker.
Done.
Jalen Hurts. Done. Well,
who's their backup?
Evan Gess.
They got a guy. Tanner Mordecai in Philly?
But that was McKee.
Yeah, I have no
Tanner idea. McKee.
He's never going to play.
Boston, no either.
I love you guys. But so, I get your drift, man. Like, damn. So the Niners are working with they got a luxury at quarterback right now. Would you say that a lot of cities don't have? They got the Geico with Mac Jones until Brock comes back. And if something were to happen or re-aggravate with Brock, you still got Mac. If you believe in what you've seen thus far. And I'm just telling you, Kyle Shanahan made Jimmy Garoppolo look the best version of himself to the point to where they should have won the Super Bowl just by getting to the Super Bowl with Garoppolo. He did it with Brock Purdy. So you put Brock Purdy and a mixture of Garoppolo together in your mind, you stir the pot. Mac Jones is not that far off for any the combo of those two. So why would that be far-fetched? Like I'm asking you, are you surprised at what you've seen from Mac under Kyle?
Yes and no. Like, yes and no.
I'm blown away.
Yeah, I'm not blown away because we saw it with Garoppolo. And we saw it with Purdy.
But what was it that Kyle does
Kyle
to
can
get
do
these
this.
Guys in that?
Like, I don't know how, but he can do it.
Wow.
He Garoppolo got to a Super Bowl, and Purdy got to a Super Bowl.
And an NFC Championship game, too.
So, like, that's the thing. He can do that. He's proven, right? He's proven he can find a quarterback that can get the job done. So then I do think it's a fair question that if Kyle really was assured that if he's so arrogant that he thinks you give me a guy like Mac Jones and it'll be seamless, well, then why isn't that part of their strategy as an organization? We don't pay our quarterbacks $45 million.
Well, it's a credit
because
to Brock.
We've had great success.
But it's a credit to Brock.
It's a credit to Purdy. It's a credit to Mac Jones. It's a credit to Garoppolo. But it's mostly, to me, a credit to Kyle Shanahan. Mm. Like, who's to say?
No, I totally get that.
You know,
right. Like, here's
this
the other
is
thing.
The biggest flex for Kyle. And I know he's like, Guru, what does that even mean? What you're doing with Mac after what we've seen Mac in Carolina and in New England at the end, this is very impressive.
Let me throw this to you. If the 49ers had either of the following guys quarterbacking them 2 years ago or 3 years ago, Kirk Cousins or Mac Jones, would they have gotten as far?
I believe so. I believe so. And I believe Kirk would have thrown for 4,000 yards. And the way I'm looking at Mac right now, who's to say that was unattainable? What did Evan say?
Hey, he's just gritting his teeth a little.
No, get jump in, E.
Those guys are statues. I think that's the difference.
Gotcha.
Like, there's some... I know he didn't have to do everything, but there were some times during that playoff run, like, Purdy just took off. There's a big run against the Lions. There was a big run against the Packers.
Super fair, but wasn't Jimmy a statue? And when the O-line did their job, it was enough?
Yeah, but they ran the ball 58,000 times.
Wasn't Matt Ryan kind of a statue? And Cousin, I got you, man.
I'm just saying that I think that there's, while there might not be a, there might not be a chasm, I think there's a difference.
Yeah, I
Austin,
do think
San Jose is saying what everybody. You what? Tell me if you think a lot of people are, or is this so unfair? They made a mistake paying Brock the big contract.
I think it's too early for that.
But in the world of sports.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We live in, Stoney. Why do I feel like
go ahead.
That's a glacier that's way down the Antarctic, but we could come up on it if things were to go bad.
See, here's the other thing that I believe is going on, and it's we haven't seen Brock Purdy play well in a while now. Now I get it, he had some moments last year, but now it's been a year plus. He has not played great. We've forgotten what he did the 2 years before that. And so that's a reason, too, why there's not a lot of clamoring as far as I'm concerned.
Now, that remember, I was like, Stoney, you're cooking the books, but you weren't the only one. That happened pre-Mac, before Mac even stepped on the field. Hey, Guru, you worried about Brock's record or da-da-da? You know, da-da-da. So
I do think on a practical level, we're one loss away from let's go. Brock Purdy, get back. Get your
Mac
ass in there.
Could have lost the Arizona game. He was bad in that game to me.
Who?
Mac Jones. He threw that pick. Normally that's ball game. And it wasn't all just his fault. But I do wonder if they're 1-2 instead. What is he now? 3-1? So I'm just saying, man.
He's been good. Come on. Mac Jones has been good.
He's resurrected his career. Like, seriously.
Or Shanahan resurrected his career.
It don't matter. He's going to be who did it for Baker? Baker's, who did Baker give credit for?
But here's the thing.
Baker credited a coach. He went to
McVay?
McVay. He credited McVay of what did Blake Snell say about Webb? He taught him how to pitch in the seventh inning, but... Yeah, Baker said McVay showed me some stuff about myself in my profession.
I was thinking more of like if Mac Jones is Garoppolo, did Garoppolo's career take off after he left San Francisco?
Garoppolo was never what Mac Jones was supposed to be coming out of college, so I believe that is the biggest flex Kyle will ever have. So when you say Jimmy left Kyle, it was over. He had to return to glass slippers.
Yeah, I think Brock may be just as big of a flex for Shanahan as Garoppolo. 888-957-9570. I see calls on the other side. I'm going to get to y'all. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. Don't forget Sunday night, the kickoff show with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings. It'll be live from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale starting at 3 p.m. They'll have all the early games on, and the beer garden is going to be rocking. It's going to have a DJ. Bartender's going to be serving Gold Bar whiskey specials. If you're going to the game, you can sign up for the free shuttle to the stadium right now. First come, first served.
Go to the Eventbrite page on our website, 957thegame.com, to sign up now.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
One thing that was great about Saturday was met a lot of guys.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Now, I tried to up you one during the break. We got Cleveland Thursday Night Football, NFL, Amazon Prime.
Okay.
Pittsburgh at Cleveland.
Okay.
I thought I was doing something, tapping into my Eddie Murphy. It goes, it's the Unk Bowl because of Flacco and Aaron Rodgers, and you know they call us Unk when you're old. And then you up me one with what?
They call it it's the Icy Hot Bowl. Remember the Ice Bowl in Chicago?
Well, Icy Hot being that they're old and
yeah.
Yeah, I got you. That's pretty good. You got one, Evan? Have you heard anything out?
Give it some time.
Yeah, it's just whatever. They sprinkled in an old timers game right in the middle of the regular
season.
That's
pretty damn good.
Hall of Fame game?
Not bad.
Yeah.
By the way, I got
Flacco's not going to be there, but
boy, this would be my time to say you just need to man up and say what you want to say. And are you willing to say it?
That's on our show.
Are you willing to say Mac Jones is better than Brock Purdy?
No, I'm willing to say what I said.
I forget. That's okay. Why I asked.
Coming out of college, who was the better quarterback?
Okay, now here I got to fight you with semantics.
Maybe I did say it.
I got to fight you with semantics.
I told you Willard and Dibbs that, Stoney. Now he's in heaven. He has the luxury that Brock and Jimmy had, and we're seeing a new Mac. So I need to see more of him before I go, oh, I'm 100%. But, man, I'm watching these throws he's making, man. And Brock can't make them like that with the precision. So I'm not going to lie to myself.
Man, then that, like, with all due respect, then we got a problem.
You don't until...
If you're right and Mac Jones is better than Brock Purdy, or could be, and I'm not saying you're stating okay, that, right. But there are people out there who clearly think it, then we've got a problem.
But we might not, because the experiment is going to come to an end when this toe heals. He's got a contract.
No, but I'm saying that's why there'll be a problem. If Mac Jones wins Sunday, goes away, Brock Purdy quarterbacks for a couple games, the results are mixed, and people think Jones had better success with the offense, well, that's a problem. It just is. And then even when Mac Jones goes away in a year, there's going to be the residual that, damn, Kyle's gotten three guys to have success in our organization now. You know what I mean?
No, it's boy, I like, Stoney, I really mean this. We're having this discussion, and it came out of left field, but they're going to utilize Mac because I believe somebody's coming for Mac. That's already done. Some team's coming for Mac, and the Niners can use that, and who knows what they get for him. But at that time, you could use that for where you lack or the upcoming draft. But I'm just telling you, all it takes right now for this noise to die down, if you deem it noise, is Brock tells the coaching staff, I'm able to go. Then this goes away, right?
Unless they say, we don't think you're ready. Because the way you were limited Wednesday, and they've got to see that he can go through some practices doing the most game simulation you can, even though that's unrealistic.
Yeah, but what's scary is, and unrealistic about that, Stoney, practice ain't the games. So, you know,
if he can't do stuff in practice,
I got you.
On the field.
But my point is, maybe you get through the practice, the simulation, and then you get out there with live stuff, and it's like, oh, holy hell.
No doubt. This from the 707 on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. I think it's too early to say who's better because they both have different strengths and weaknesses. I agree with that. I don't know who's better.
And is it real? Is it a what's the bad foul?
Flagrant?
Yeah, flagrant foul of me to go back to college and say, if we went back there, revisionist history, Brock couldn't hold, nobody knew who Brock was at Iowa State. Like, I know you guys are telling me that means nothing now, but does it? And why I bring that up is, are we surprised that a guy from Alabama that played big time football all of a sudden now is taking advantage of a great coach and a great system?
I don't think Mac Jones is better than Brock Purdy. If you were like, Steiny, who's better? I'd have to say Purdy.
Yeah, and you would be right.
Because he's up until more. This point, he's been a better quarterback over his career than Mac Jones. I would not say Mac Jones is better after what, or after, and I didn't see him in New England play a lot, but after four games, I'm definitely not ready to say Mac Jones is better than Brock Purdy. That's just where I want to start. But the bigger question is, has there been a clamor to that we got to have Brock Purdy to win? Most teams, we got to have our starting quarterback to win. And here, for whatever reason, and it should be considered a positive, this guy can win with numerous quarterbacks, apparently.
Steiny, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, how much do you think the lack of clamor is because Brock came back, people saw Brock bad, he wasn't healthy? How much do you think that is why the phones aren't ringing off the hook in regard to, we need this guy, we need this guy? What? How much of that do you think? Because I believe it's 90% of why it sounds like it's been quiet.
Yeah, I think it's a combination. I think it's a combination of that, where some probably feel like they brought him back too soon, so now let's just be extra cautious. But they wouldn't be saying that if Mac Jones were not playing as well as he does. That's why, like, and you brought this up with Chris Broussard, who joined us earlier from FS1. League's going to change next week. After the games, everything's going to change. And if Mac Jones doesn't play well on Sunday and they lose, he's done.
All right, okay.
Like, he's done in a way.
Yeah, that would be, I got you.
Let's go to Austin in San Mateo. Hey, Austin, how you doing, man?
Pretty good. I want to say this. Brock Purdy, he got lucky. He fell into to the 49ers, already made Super Bowl team ready. On the offensive end, on the offense with the receivers, the offensive line, the defense, they was already Super Bowl ready. He just got lucky and fell into that. Now, you look at it now, he's struggling without these star players. He's struggling without this great offensive line, with all these defenses that are injured, Bosa, and injured. The whole defense is a whole new defense is injured. A whole new, with Robert Saleh coming back, it's just all over the place right now. And then with Mac Jones, man, it can't look too much better than what it's looking right now. I'm stumbling on my words because of Mac Jones is looking good without these star players.
Well, you know what?
Just imagine if he had these star players.
Yeah, that's
the limit for him.
No, I appreciate that, Austin. That's,
wow, Austin.
You know, that is another part of this equation where Mac is 3-1 with an undermanned team.
Oh, man.
So, but you know, the other thing I haven't heard anything like this, and I get it, you never know about injuries. But here's what I'm not hearing either. It's week 7.
Yeah.
Why haven't I heard any 49er fans call in and say, look, all we got to do is hang in there for another week or two,
right,
or three, and by week 10, we're going to have Purdy, we're going to have Kittle, we might have Pearsall back. Who knows? Ayuk's window might be open.
Right.
And when that happens, we are going to roll offensively and make a run in the second half. And hopefully our defense can keep us in games. Like, I haven't heard that.
Because your backup quarterback, I'm going Major League Baseball playoffs today, Stein, he's going 2-for-4. He's going 3-for-5. He's getting hits. You don't miss something until it's gone. And I'm just looking at Bourne, and I'm looking at this offense, and I'm looking at some throws, because I can't be disrespectful, and I'm not trying to, and I'm not scared to. The bottom line, Stoney, is the arm talent challenge. That's, you know, and that's just one facet of it. I mean, Mac is showing you he's taller back there, and he's letting them go. So I'm sitting there thinking to myself, even against Tampa, you know, he's hitting Bourne in stride, and I'm like, damn, not that Purdy can't do that.
Well, he won't. He can't. The minute Purdy comes back, Kendrick Bourne is not going to have a 100-yard game. Then the throws are going to go more to Jennings if he's healthy.
And I got to tell you, there's just no from doubt. That, I want him to start Sunday so I can see that.
You know, it's funny. Yeah,
Pearsall was putting up big numbers, too, before he's getting you. So I got to hit, you know, Purdy's connection was with Pearsall. But, man.
I mean, of course, Mac Jones has played with Bourne before, and Purdy's played with Jennings before. Purdy hasn't played with Bourne. So Mac Jones hasn't played with Jennings. Yeah. So
you really want to you put stock in this? This is our guy Apollo Crews in the chat. Mac is cooking with backups, is he? And I just like, is that how you really? Is that why it looks different or is hitting different because he's doing it without Kittle?
Well, I don't like. I think he's been good. I don't necessarily think he's been cooking.
Arizona game, the yards.
You know, the passing yards per game are...
Those are stats, though.
Right, but keep in mind that the reason that's happened is because they're not running the ball well. And when Purdy gets back, maybe they still can't run the ball. And then Purdy's going to start throwing as much as Mac and kind of start throwing it around the yard.
I got a question for you. How much of the Ram victory in front of the world or country... On Thursday night football against a healthy Ram team, do you think went a long way, even though they almost lost it, they didn't, for Mac, even whatever you want to describe or use, words you want to use to describe what you think's going on with the quarterback position?
I think it's all four games.
That was major, right?
Well, yeah, but it's all four games. All right. I mean.
That hit different, though.
Yeah, it was a great
win. They were -8.5.
Exactly. So, I think it's been his total... kind of, you know, portfolio since he's been here.
Jim Molay says nobody's cooking with this O-line.
Yeah, let's go to Orlando in San Bruno. What's going on, Orlando? How you doing?
Good. Thank you, guys. Thank you for taking the call. I just want to quickly say, just like the resume that really helped Purdy in the NFL was being a starter for 4 years. On that note, Mac comes from a Division III NFL conference. That's why Matt showed what he did versus the Rams. And then the last thing is Matt does have a better arm. They're both true leaders. And I just hope that everything goes well with no more serious injuries. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, they can't get any worse right now, right, Donnie? I mean,
what can?
The Mount Rushmore of losing your important players?
It sure can.
Your best defensive lineman?
Matt Jones can get hurt on the first play.
Well.
Christian McCaffrey could get hurt. Yeah. You never know.
I need to, yeah.
I mean, I expect him to get healthier. Let's get into this kind of the draft thing back in the day. I mean, it's when you say Mac was better than Brock Purdy. Like, I know this is who I am, and it's what drives people crazy, but I would have to say I don't know that's true. He was evaluated much more highly by anyone who matters. However,
he was worthy of a top five pick, maybe, you know?
Was he? Like, the way I look at it is Mac Jones, to make a basketball comparison, Mac Jones played at Duke.
Yes.
And he played with four other starting NBA players who would be future NBA players, and he did his job. Brock Purdy went to Iowa State, where they were undermanned, had to probably quarterback in a more risky way, put up numbers, but it's like, okay, he went to a mid-major. Like, who? So did Steph Curry.
Right.
Like, you could say, who, Johnny Flynn. Yeah. Johnny Flynn was drafted before Steph Curry. People thought he was better. Johnny Flynn went to Syracuse. Curry went to Davidson. But Curry's better. But they evaluate, you know, one guy, at least in that case, evaluated it wrong, or a couple guys, because I think Curry, you look, who was the number one pick when Curry came out? I can't remember off the top of my head.
Blake Griffin?
But, the point is, it doesn't matter. Curry would have gone one if everybody knew he was going to be who he was.
Right.
But he went seven because, I don't know, some guys had more pedigree and all that other stuff.
But I think about, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, but I don't think it matters
Grant
now.
Grant Hill went to Duke and played with studs, and Chris Webber played with studs.
Right, and Jay Billis went to Duke, and he never played in the NBA. And Mark Allery was one of the best players in Duke history, and he never was a good pro. And Gene Banks was terrific at, like.
I guess what I'm telling you is, just from a Mac Jones standpoint, isn't he starting to change the narrative? And he's done it for me already. This season's been about in the NFL and last season with Darnold, now Daniel Jones in Indy, and Baker Mayfield. Aren't you getting that feel to Mac Jones? And maybe he'll go somewhere else and ball out and get paid. But the bottom line, Steiny, is I know what I saw on a national collegiate level on big time Saturday nights, national championship games with Mac Jones. That was no fluke. So
he had an all-star team around him.
Okay.
Just like Brock had with the Niners 5 years or four, three or four years ago.
Under the jail in regard to how, Mac was about people were ready to throw him away. And now all of a sudden he's resurrected and got a life preserver from Kyle. And all of a sudden, Steiny, as much as we think, like there's nothing fluke about him being in a good situation now, Mac Jones. Seeing the Mac that we were supposed to be, where we're supposed to see when he got drafted is all.
I'm not even close to there after four games of seeing Mac Jones.
But it's not preposterous, right?
What?
You could you're like, Guru, give me seven more games of this, then I can be there. Like
what if I told you no? I'd need to see a year or two of it almost. Because I saw a couple years of it with Brock. And I get it. He's 3-1 and Mac looks good. And he looks so good we're talking about what we're talking about. And Evan used the phrase too.
What'd he say?
You have to allow for the fact that Mac Jones is going to regress from his first four games. You have to allow for that, don't you?
Yeah, and I'm not mad at that, but I look at it on the flip side. He regressed in regard to his career and where he was at. And what was so stinky, Pepe Le Pew in Carolina and New England with Matt Patricia. That was the regression.
Okay, but I got to just tell you, you're sounding like guy who thinks Mac Jones is better than Brock Purdy.
And I thought that.
And that's fine. Okay. I'm just not there
now.
Yet.
Yep, he hadn't done it. Brock Purdy took this team to a Super Bowl, Steiny. I got it and then on the fly took over and took him to the NFC Championship game. My question is, and I hate to do this, do you think Mac Jones could have did it with that Niner team or those Niner teams?
I don't know.
Could Baker Mayfield have done it under Kyle?
Well, Baker now
could. No, I'm just saying, Sam Darnold. Like, this dude is flexing.
Something about Baker, I don't think Shanahan would want to coach. But that's another aspect of this. All these quarterbacks that Shanahan has gotten something out of, Garoppolo, Mac Jones, and Brock Purdy.
They're not exactly.
To me, they're all the same. They were quarterbacks who weren't highly thought of when they came to the 49ers. And they look like damn good quarterbacks when they play for the San Francisco 49ers. That's Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah.
It has to be. Because these are just average names that we're looking at.
There's no doubt.
They're average names. I'm not saying they're average quarterbacks. 888-957-9570 is the number. Here's how the day started. The day started with the boss and I and Guru and Evan talking about why there isn't a clamor for Brock Purdy to get back. The boss, me, and we're talking about it, and it just doesn't feel like anybody's saying, we got to get Brock back and start rolling, like a lot of starting quarterbacks are talked about. And the question is that because Mac Jones been good enough to allow you to be conservative with Brock Purdy, which makes sense, or are you starting to think that Mac Jones might be better than Brock Purdy? But like, that's not the craziest question right. in the world.
But to the and people are gonna say, "Guru, have you heard yourself the last hour?" Yes, I have. The bottom line is, I jumped out my seat like I had the Holy Ghost in the meeting in the green room because I felt like the clamoring is silent because of what happened with Jacksonville. And I told you on this show during the crossover with Willie and Dibby, I told you, Steiny, I would sit him for four, put him on the IR.
Right.
But now, again, I want to ask you real quick.
But that's different. Like, that's different. You can be a 49er fan and say, I'm really worried about his turf toe. Let's just give him 4 weeks.
So with that, there's not, no clamoring for no. 4 weeks. You see what I'm saying? If that's my mindset. But that,
we don't know if he's out for 4 weeks. Well, my point is that nobody seems to be saying we need Brock Purdy to win.
Because I feel like the message is take your time with that toe. You
and
guys
I'm just
rushed
saying,
it back last time.
And I'm saying that most teams would want their franchise quarterback back ASAP.
Okay.
As soon as he were ready. Not let's let this guy quarterback Mac Jones till he loses a game. Not let's give Brock an extra week and then we'll give him one more week.
All right.
I mean, it sounds to me that if Brock said, you know what, I'm 99%. I'm ready to go. Some fans would be like, no. Wait till he's 100. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's 100 though. I hear you.
But 99, but if everybody's hurt right now and everybody's playing at 90% and Purdy's at 80, but he gets up to 90 and most guys are playing at 90, he's got to get back. You know what I mean? Yeah. Then he's healthy enough as his team, as healthy as his teammates. So I think they would, like, would they, how about this? Would and maybe physically he couldn't, but would Brock Purdy have played with all the... Would they have let Brock Purdy play if he were banged up like Juwan Jennings? Probably not. Because I think that's because of Mac Jones.
And okay, I'll give you that. But my question to you, and I don't know if Brock has a brother or not, but let's just say you're his best friend. Put all this into perspective for us, Donnie, and you could have a real conversation with Brock Purdy right now. And if the Niners were to win the next 2 to 3 games quarterback, let's just say 2 games quarterback by Mac Jones,
all right,
would you being Brock's best friend say, hey, pal, you might want to get back sooner than later because of this avalanche, shout out Colorado, that's coming with the Mac train in regard to wins? Or would Brock say, I got the bag, I'm the dude, when I'm healthy, they're going to put me right back in?
If Mac Jones wins the next 2 games.
And looks serviceable.
And Brock Purdy announces he's healthy?
Yeah.
What would you do?
I believe they're going to say, Brock, you're our quarterback.
Right. Right. Exactly. They're not going to say, well, let's let Mac roll a little longer.
Because you said it last week, Steiny. It was called, we're up against it, ride the hot hand, like Dallas did with Dak.
Yeah, I don't think there's any definitive answer here.
I think his resume supersedes 5 or 6 good.
Here's what I think. I think everybody is smart enough that watches the NFL to know that a backup quarterback is everyone's best friend until he becomes the starter. This guy's become the starter. He's been doing a nice job as a backup. But now there's like more talk maybe than there should be about, yeah, maybe you don't need Brock
back.
But
he came into the league as a starter, Steiny, 50 games.
We got Brian Finneran, former Atlanta Hawks wide receiver, coming up at 1 o'clock. We'll get into some nuts and bolts about the Falcons. They've won 2 impressive games recently, and they're coming into Santa Clara on Sunday. Hey, head on over to YouTube and Twitch to see Steiny and Guru by searching 957. And while you're there, download and subscribe for all of our great content right here at 957 The Game.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.